Chapter 34. In civilian clothes, I felt a masquerader. I had been in uniform a long time, and I missed the feeling of being held by your clothes. The trousers felt very floppy. I had bought a ticket at Milan for Stresa. I had also bought a new hat. I could not wear Sim's hat, but his clothes were fine. They smelled of tobacco, and as I sat in the compartment and looked out the window, the new hat felt very new, and the clothes very old. I myself felt as sad as the wet Lombard country that was outside the window. There were some aviators in the compartment who did not think much of me. They avoided looking at me and were very scornful of a civilian my age. I did not feel insulted. In the old days, I would have insulted them and picked a fight. They got off at Gallarate, and I was glad to be alone. I had the paper, but I did not read it because I did not want to read about the war. I was going to forget the war. I had made a separate peace. I felt damned lonely and was glad when the train got to Stresa. At the station, I expected to see the porters from the hotels, but there was no one. The season had been over for a long time, and no one met the train. I got down from the train with my bag. It was Sim's bag, and very light to carry, being empty except for two shirts, and stood under the roof of the station in the rain while the train went on. I found a man in the station and asked him if he knew what hotels were open. The Grand Hotel and des Îles Borromée was open, and several small hotels that stayed open all year. I started in the rain for the Îles Borromée, carrying my bag. I saw a carriage coming down the street and signaled to the driver. It was better to arrive in a carriage. We drove up to the carriage entrance of the big hotel, and the concierge came out with an umbrella and was very polite. I took a good room. It was very big and light and looked out on the lake. The clouds were down over the lake, but it would be beautiful with the sunlight. I was expecting my wife, I said. There was a big double bed, a letto matrimoniale, with a satin coverlet. The hotel was very luxurious. I went down the long halls, down the wide stairs, through the rooms to the bar. I knew the barman and sat on a high stool and ate salted almonds and potato chips. The martini felt cool and clean.
"What are you doing here in Borghese?"
the barman asked after he had mixed a second martini. "I am on leave, convalescing leave."
"There is no one here. I don't know why they keep the hotel open."
"Have you been fishing?"
"I've caught some beautiful pieces. Trolling this time of year, you catch some beautiful pieces."
"Did you ever get the tobacco I sent?"
"Yes, didn't you get my card?"
I laughed. I had not been able to get the tobacco. It was American pipe tobacco that he wanted, but my relatives had stopped sending it or it was being held up. Anyway, it never came. "I'll get some somewhere," I said. "Tell me, have you seen two English girls in the town? They came here day before yesterday."
"They are not at the hotel."
"They are nurses."
"I have seen two nurses. Wait a minute, I will find out where they are."
"One of them is my wife," I said. "I have come here to meet her. The other is my wife." "I'm not joking."
"Pardon my stupid joke," he said. "I did not understand."
He went away and was gone quite a little while. I ate olives, salted almonds, and potato chips, and looked at myself in civilian clothes in the mirror behind the bar. The bartender came back.
"They are at the little hotel near the station," he said.
"How about some sandwiches?"
"I'll ring for some. You understand, there is nothing here now there are no people."
"Isn't there really anyone at all?"
"Yes, there are a few people."
The sandwiches came, and I ate three and drank a couple more martinis. I never tasted anything so cool and clean. They made me feel civilized. I had had too much red wine, bread, cheese, bad coffee, and grappa. I sat on the high stool before the pleasant mahogany, the brass, and the mirrors, and did not think at all. The barman asked me some question. "Don't talk about the war," I said. The war was a long way away. Maybe there wasn't any war. There was no war here. Then I realized it was over for me. But I did not have the feeling that it was really over. I had the feeling of a boy who thinks of what is happening at a certain hour at the schoolhouse from which he has played truant.